I'd like to think that he had been hoping that we would play it at some point, but he wrote it for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It was commissioned by them for Yo-Yo. And I think the original version was shorter and more peaceful than the where it ended up. I think he felt like the title Azul referred to his time at Tanglewood, looking up at the sky, you know, very peaceful times. But he felt like somehow that was a peace that wasn't earned. And at the back of his mind were experiences he had had back in 2000 when he had been spending time in Israel and witnessed the renewed wave of violence that began that summer there. But several weeks later was with his son at the planetarium in New York and saw these incredible images of the Earth from above that you can see in a planetarium. And I think that trying to reconcile the cognitive dissonance of those two perspectives drove him to create this more dramatically conceived work than it was originally.
By the great Argentinian composer Osvaldo Goliov. This is his cello concerto. It's called Azul, and we're hearing a little bit of the first movement, Paz Sulfurica. The cellist here is Eric Jacobson, and he is one of the founders of The Knights, who is the orchestra on the album. And we're hearing commentary from his brother, Colin Jacobson, the violinist for The Knights, and also a co-founder of the group. He's talking here about Osvaldo's inspiration for the piece Azul. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted, and on today's program, I have the distinct honor of having Colin Jacobson as my guest. We're going to talk about this release, Azul. This is a really, really important recording. The piece was written in 2006 for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It was written for Yo-Yo Ma as a vehicle for his wonderfully expressive cello playing. Yo-Yo Ma and Osvaldo Goliov have a lot in common. They both are kind of insatiably curious musicians. They're just constantly traveling the globe, inhaling all of these different influences and putting it into their music. And I think really, honestly, there are very few composers alive who do it as well as Osvaldo Goliov. I mean, it's unbelievable the sheer number of musical influences you'll hear in a piece of his, and you think, yeah, but it makes sense. It works so perfectly. So we're going to hear all of this cello concerto, Azul, all four movements of it on the program, and I'll be talking to Colin about it. But Colin is also a composer, and in fact, the disc opens up with a piece of his called Ascending Bird. So I chatted with him about his inspiration for that piece.
What drew me to this tune, Ascending Bird, which was originally played on an instrument made out of the fused bones of a bird, and was then transcribed by my friend Sia Makagai, who plays santur, but is a little bit like a modern-day Bartok within Iran. He travels around to villages where there, you know, every village has its own musical tradition practically in the mountains, and hundreds of different folk instruments that only exist in that region or that region and speak a different language. And he played this field recording he had made, and it was just a very simple skeleton of a melody improvised on with a drum and possibly, you know, in a form of music that would go back thousands of years. And I just was, you know, I just felt like this is really old, but it sounds to me incredibly new.
That's really fascinating. Let's hear this piece now. This is Ascending Bird, music of Colin Jacobson, and we're going to hear his orchestra, The Knights, to perform.
Thank you.
That's Ascending Bird by Colin Jacobson. And when I heard him talking and I hear the title of the piece, I think to myself that at the very end, it'll kind of disappear into the stratosphere in this kind of gently lilting manner. And he went a completely different direction, didn't he? It's really quite an exciting finish to that piece. What a 7-minute journey that is. Music inspired by the Middle East. We heard Colin talking about his specific inspiration for that piece and the incredible journey. And again, it's a great musical journey. We heard Colin Jacobson performing his own music along with The Night. And again, this is part of an exciting new disc called Azul. In addition to the piece by Colin Jacobson that we just heard, there's also some wonderful arrangements for the orchestra by Sufjan Stevens, songs from his album Run, Rabbit, Run.
That piece was originally an electronic album of his that Mike Atkinson, horn player in the Knights, then made arrangements from, which are really cool, using lots of extended techniques. And then there's Stockhausen, you know, via Caroline Shaw. So you've got the German avant-garde, you've got current pop music, you know, derivation in a certain sense by Sufjan. You've got Dvorak, 19th century singing by Yo-Yo Ma, and you've got Persian folk music through my lens in Ascending Bird and Osvaldo Goliov's centerpiece, Azul. So we hope that there are multiple entry points. People come for one thing. They're coming for Dvorak and they get really into Stockhausen, or they come for Sufjan Stevens and then they really get into Osvaldo or whatever. We hope that that's what people get from this album.
You know the music of Stockhausen, think again. This is a really interesting take on Stockhausen. And finally, of course, we have the world premiere recording of this wonderful, beautiful cello concerto by Osvaldo Goliov called Azul. Originally written for Yo-Yo Ma, it had not been recorded until it came out in 2017 on this disc by The Knights. And it's just one of those strange stories that it took that long to have this recording, but we're certainly glad to have it. And I said I'd play all of Azul, so we're going to dedicate pretty much the rest of the program to it. It's in four movements. Let's go ahead and hear the first two movements, Paz Sulfurica and Silencio. But first, here's Colin again, my guest on the program, to tell us about Azul.
Basically, the first movement, it's called Paz Sulfurica and references a Pablo Neruda poem. And I think it's that sense of a smoldering, it's sort of like a lot of the images that Osvaldo and Yo-Yo talked about during the recording sessions were quite striking, like Yo-Yo wanted it to feel like the beginning of time, or, you know, the primordial ooze. And the second movement is the Azul, is the really peaceful, almost sort of messian, like as in the composer, but messian, a sense of time just being stretched. And in fact, he's using Couperin, I think, progression, sort of distended in time, really to slow point. The third movement is a cello cadenza. So like the Shostakovich cello concerto. And then the last movement, the original material returns, is transformed, and then there's a coda. You just get these shooting stars and gigantic orchestral explosions that go out into the cosmos. One thing that's unique about the sound world of the piece is he describes having a sort of Baroque continuo team. You have the hyper accordion played by Michael Ward Bergman. That's not what you're hearing in the background. That's a New York siren. But he probably could make that sound on the hyper accordion. But he sort of extends the range of the accordion up and down with pedals and whatnot. And then along with that accordion, you get a team of two percussionists who are sort of the mad wizards, Jamie Haddad and Ciro Baptista, just incredible improvisers. And Osvaldo allows them to be sort of free agents with incredible sound effects. Things like a goat's hoof rattle from South America and all sorts of toys. So I think that sense of an improvisatory element backing up the solo voice is great, especially in the third movement cadenza section.
That's Colin Jacobson. He's my guest on the program, a founder of The Knights. And he's talking about what we're about to hear, the first two movements, Paz Sulfúrica and Silencio of Azul by Osvaldo Goliov. So here is Eric Jacobson, Colin's brother, as cello soloist, performing with The Knights.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's music by Osvaldo Goliov. We heard the first two movements of his cello concerto, Paz Sulfurica and Silencio. The piece is called Azul, and we heard Eric Jacobson as cello soloist performing with the Knights. That is beautiful music. This was originally written for Yo-Yo Ma, who is a good friend, close collaborator with Osvaldo, and you can feel that. You can feel that he's writing for somebody that he knows, that he trusts, and what a great job Eric Jacobson has done with it, too. Such incredibly expressive playing. And in the second half of the program, we'll have the third movement, which features a cello cadenza, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. And my guest on the program today is Colin Jacobson. We're featuring his music and also the world premiere recording by his band, The Knights, of Azul by Osvaldo Goliov. To subscribe to our podcast for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, or if you'd like to get a playlist of the music that you've heard on the program today, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. I'm featuring the world premiere recording on the program today of Azul. This is a cello concerto by Osvaldo Goliov. He is an Argentinian composer. He's from a Jewish family. He has this interesting mix of influences, Israeli music, Argentinian music, and then he's incredibly well-traveled. He's picked up a lot of Middle Eastern influences, a lot of other influences from his travels, and he's worked with people like Yo-Yo Ma, who are similarly peripatetic and multi-interested and multi-talented. And we're hearing a lot of this in this cello concerto, and yet it doesn't wander. I think it's very concise. It's really, really a fantastic piece, perhaps one of his masterworks. And it was written in 2006, but it was only released in 2017, finally, as a recording. And that's really a remarkable journey for a composer like Goliov, who's so incredibly well-known. And so this is a real coup for the Knights, but, well, they're used to that. They have a lot of coups. So Colin is my guest again. Colin, tell me, how did the Knights get started?
I'd say in order to talk about the Knights' beginnings, I have to talk about our dad, who was a violinist in the Metropolitan Opera. And as we were growing up, he often had sort of music parties in his living room, in our living room. They would play music all night. We were little kids then. But we saw early on that music was a very social, joyful activity and really brought people together, especially in a living room. So there was sort of the glamorous aspect of our dad's life when we'd go pick him up at the opera and see all the crazy costumes and whatnot. And then the joyful, you know, part where he was with friends in his living room playing just for fun. So as soon as we were old enough as teenagers, we took on that tradition and always were having people over into our living room to play. And so sort of the time when Eric was at Juilliard, I was recently out, we were doing that a lot, and there was just a core group of friends who just loved playing together. And we had an opportunity to put on a couple of concerts in the New York area with a budget to put together a string orchestra of around 17 people or so, and decided we'd play music together, sort of extending that living room experience.
That's my guest on the program, Colin Jacobson, a founder of The Knights, talking about their history. What a fascinating organization. It's not every day that a new orchestra pops up that performs at this level. And again, that puts out so many varied releases. I mean, if you go from a Knights album to another one, you won't hear the same thing at all. The only thing they have in common is the quality, which is really fantastic. And this disc, Azul, is certainly an example of that. And so now we're going to play the last two movements of the concerto by Osvaldo Goliov, Azul. So the third movement is really a cello cadenza. This is the crux of any concerto. It is a solo part where it really shows off the soloist. And here, I think it's showing off the abilities of the soloist, absolutely. But you have to remember that Osvaldo Goliov wrote this for his close friend and collaborator, Yo-Yo Ma. And I like to think, I'm reading into this a little bit, but I like to think that this also kind of shows off their relationship. You can just hear the trust. You can hear that Goliov knows what expressive capabilities Yo-Yo Ma has. And you can hear that in the playing of Eric Jacobson, by the way, too. It's fantastic playing. So that's the third movement, basically a cello cadenza. And then the fourth movement is this exciting movement. We hear the opening material come back again, but it's transformed now, and it moves into a coda, a kind of add-on at the end, where you get these giant orchestral explosions that sort of represent shooting stars going out into the cosmos. This is this idea we heard Colin talking about where Osvaldo was in a planetarium with his son. So that's kind of the other meaning of Azul, in this case, blue like the sky, like the cosmos. I think it's a fantastic ending for the piece. So here is Eric Jacobson, the cello soloist, to perform with the Knights the last two movements of Azul by Osvaldo Goliov, Transit and Jerusalem.
Thank you.
Final two movements of Azul by Osvaldo Golijov, Transit and Jerusalem. What an ending. We always say this about classical music, that it's transcendent. You say at the end, it just kind of transcends time and space. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't usually like to repeat cliches, but it sounds to me like it transcends time and space. There's this incredible sound. Maybe some of that's that hyper accordion that we're hearing. There's some really otherworldly sounds in this music by Osvaldo Golijov. And again, of course, there's all the influences we're hearing is Argentinian tango combined with Middle Eastern, all these different influences in his music. And yet it's very clearly Osvaldo Golijov. He's a composer with a point of view. This is an important new release by The Knights, who we heard performing. Eric Jacobson is the cello soloist. I want to thank Colin Jacobson, the violinist and co-founder of The Knights, for being my guest on the program and guiding us through this release. The album, again, is called Azul by The Knights, and it is just fantastic that this masterpiece of a cello concerto by Osvaldo Golijov has seen the light of day on this fantastic new recording.